Six of Wands. Welcome back in the eternal return sense, perhaps the deja vu, which may be nothing more than our consciousness being aware that it is actively co-creating and at the flux of certain extra-personal ideologies or thought forms, and at the same time urging forth a will from within that not is necessarily being completely lived at this time. So anyways, without further more being said, this is the live portion of the Six of series. This is my ability to reach out and talk with people in a live format and exchange ideas and perform some different forms of art. It's pretty self-explanatory, the Six of Swords being the art and spirituality and healing with a single guest, perhaps a duo, but mostly single guests. Six of Cups is a round table with all these great different people that rotates, and it's just fun. It's topical and some evergreen stuff in there. And the same old message, spirituality. And the Six of Wands is our third and newest incarnation of the Six of series, and it's what we're calling it for now. We're making it up as we go along. And the whole point is a live, interactive, taking questions, being able to do different live projects with people who are part of the Discord. So anyone who's part of the Six of Swords, as it is right now, a Six of Series Discord, is eligible to take part in the Six of Wands. And it's hosted on Zoom, and as it is, you're going to get to hear what happened. So without much further ado, this is the part where the executive producers and associative executive producers would have their names mentioned, their messages read, and any points they wish to apply, which we will be talking about in the midtro, the middle portion of the show. We have we are pioneering at the Six of series a new mode of the value for value model. I'm excited. This is a great creation. I've been kicking it around with a few friends and my loved ones, and wow, yeah, this is exciting. I can feel this is cool. So look forward to that, to hearing how we're going to be making the Six of Swords and Wands and Cups and totally bigger than I could have imagined when I started only a few months ago. So good things are coming. Thank you for listening. Until we get that hardware upgrade, thank you for bearing with the sound. And without further ado, welcome to the Six of Wands. I was sent forth from the power, and I have come to those who reflect upon me. And I have been found among those who seek me. Look upon me, you who reflect upon me, and you hearers, hear me. You who are waiting for me, take me to yourselves. And do not banish me from your sight, and do not make your voice hate me, nor your hearing. Do not be ignorant of me anywhere or any time. Be on your guard. Do not be ignorant of me, for I am the first and the last. I am the honored one and the scorned one. I am the whore and the holy one. I am the wife and the virgin. I am the mother and the daughter. I am the members of my mother. I am the barren one, and many are her sons. I am she whose wedding is great, and I have not taken a husband. I am the midwife, and she who does not bear. I am the solace of my labor pains. I am the bride and the bridegroom, and it is my husband who begot me. I am the mother of my father, and the sister of my husband, and he is my offspring. I am the slave of him who prepared me. I am the ruler of my offspring, but he is the one who begot me before the time on a birthday, and he is my offspring in due time, and my power is from him. I am the staff of his power in his youth, and he is the rod of my old age, and whatever he wills happens to me. I am the silence that is incomprehensible, and the idea whose remembrance is frequent. I am the voice whose sound is manifold, and the word whose appearance is multiple. I am the utterance of my name. Why, you who hate me, do you love me and hate those who love me? You who deny me, confess me. And you who confess me, deny me. You who tell the truth about me, lie about me. And you who have lied about me, tell the truth about me. You who know me, be ignorant of me. And those who have not known me, let them know me. For I am knowledge and ignorance. I am shame and boldness. I am shameless. I am ashamed. I am strength and I am fear. I am war and peace. Give heed to me. I am the one who is disgraced and the great one. Give heed to my poverty and my wealth. Do not be arrogant to me when I am cast out upon the earth, and you will find me in those that are to come. And do not look upon me on the dung heap, nor go and leave me cast out, and you will find me in the kingdoms. And do not look upon me when I am cast out among those who are disgraced and in the least places, nor laugh at me. And do not cast me out among those who are slain in violence, but I am compassionate and I am cruel. Be on your guard. Do not hate my obedience and do not love my self-control. In my weakness, do not forsake me and do not be afraid of my power. For why do you despise my fear and curse my pride? But I am she who exists in all fears and strength in trembling. I am she who is weak and I am well in a pleasant place. I am senseless and I am wise. Why have you hated me in your counsels? For I shall be silent among those who are silent, and I shall appear and speak. Why then have you hated me, you Greeks, because I am a barbarian among the barbarians? For I am the wisdom of the Greeks and the knowledge of the barbarians. I am the judgment of the Greeks and of the barbarians. I am the one whose image is great in Egypt, and the one who has no image among the barbarians. I am the one who has been hated everywhere and who has been loved everywhere. I am the one whom they call life, and you have called death. I am the one whom they call law, and you have called lawlessness. I am the one whom you have pursued, and I am the one whom you have seized. I am the one whom you have scattered, and you have gathered me together. I am the one before whom you have been ashamed, and you have been shameless to me. I am she who does not keep festival, and I am she whose festivals are many. I am godless, and I am the one whose God is great. I am the one whom you have reflected upon, and you have scorned me. I am unlearned, and they learn from me. I am the one that you have despised, and you reflect upon me. I am the one whom you have hidden from, and you appear to me. But whenever you hide yourselves, I myself will appear. For whenever you appear, I myself will hide from you. Those who have to it senselessly, take me, understanding from grief, and take me to yourselves from understanding and grief, and take me to yourselves from places that are ugly and in ruin, and rob from those which are good, even though in ugliness. Out of shame, take me to yourselves shamelessly, and out of shamelessness and shame, upbraid my members in yourselves. And come forward to me, you who know me, and you who know my members, and establish the great ones among the small first creatures. Come forward to childhood, and do not despise it because it is small and it is little. And do not turn away greatness in some parts from the smallnesses, for the smallnesses are known from the greatnesses. Why do you curse me and honor me? You have wounded and you have had mercy. Do not separate me from the first ones whom you have known. And do not cast anyone out nor turn anyone away. Turn you away and know him not. What is mine, I know the first ones, and those after them know me. But I am the mind of, and the rest of. I am the knowledge of my inquiry, and the finding of those who seek after me, and the command of those who ask of me, and the power of the powers in my knowledge, of the angels who have been sent at my word, and of gods in their seasons by my counsel, and of spirits of every man who exists with me, and of women who dwell within me. I am the one who is honored, and who is praised, and who is despised scornfully. I am peace, and war has come because of me. And I am an alien and a citizen. I am the substance and the one who has no substance. Those who are without association with me are ignorant of me, and those who are in my substance are the ones who know me. Those who are close to me have been ignorant of me, and those who are far away from me are the ones who have known me. On the day when I am close to you, you are far away from me. And on the day when I am far away from you, I am close to you. I am within. I am of the natures. I am of the creation of the spirits. Request of the souls. I am control and the uncontrollable. I am the union and the dissolution. I am the abiding and I am the dissolution. I am the one below, and they come up to me. I am the judgment and the acquittal. I am sinless, and the root of sin derives from me. I am lust in outward appearance, and interior self-control exists within me. I am the hearing which is attainable to everyone, and the speech which cannot be grasped. I am a mute who does not speak, and great is my multitude of words. Hear me in gentleness, and learn of me in roughness. I am she who cries out, and I am cast forth upon the face of the earth. I prepare the bread and my mind within. I am the knowledge of my name. I am the one who cries out, and I listen. I appear and walk in seal of my. I am the defense. I am the one who is called truth and iniquity. You honor me, and you whisper against me. You who are vanquished, judge them who vanquish you before they give judgment
against you because the judge and partiality exist in you. If you are condemned by this one, who will acquit you? Or if you are acquitted by him, who will be able to detain you? For what is inside of you is what is outside of you. And the one who fashions you on the outside is the one who shaped the inside of you. And what you see outside of you, you see inside of you. It is visible, and it is your garment. Hear me, you hearers, and learn of my words, you who know me. I am the hearing that is attainable to everything. I am the speech that cannot be grasped. I am the name of the sound and the sound of the name. I am the sign of the letter and the designation of the division. And I, light, hearers, to you, the great power, and will not move the name to the one who created me, and I will speak his name. Look then at his words and all the writings which have been completed. Give heed then, you hearers, and you also, the angels and those who have been sent, and you, spirits who have arisen from the dead. For I am the one who alone exists, and I have no one who will judge me. For many are the pleasant forms which exist in numerous sins, and in contingencies and disgraceful passions, and fleeting pleasures which men embrace until they become sober and go up to their resting place, and they will find me there, and they will live, and they will not die again.
I'd like to dedicate this recording of Thunder Perfect Mind to Pista Sophia, the source of all, the connected source, the highest source, the source beyond sources, the source of all, the pre-demiurgic Sophia I dedicate this reading to. It is a grace and an honor to feel her spirit moving inside of me, and I am grateful deeply, deeply, deeply. I am humbled, and this has been a very warm experience. I would like to say to everyone, welcome to the Six of Wands, the inaugural episode. This is being launched in the hour of the sun, on the day of the sun, after some mighty sun prayers have been petitioned. And this is also Leo 2, which is the decan of the Six of Wands. So, without more ado or ado-do, further sixes and 666s, this is my first live show. So what we're doing here for this is, it's kind of my outpost. It's kind of a keeping current with what's going on as current affairs. It's also, I'm going to say, variety act of sorts, where I give my different performances of poetry and I read different people's works, and it's an evolving mechanism. I'm really excited to be doing this. At a certain point in the show, I'll even be bringing on people to give their points of views, and it's going to be interactive in that affair as well. So the whole thing is going to be recorded and available to everyone after. It's going to be a audio only, so when it gets to the point with the people coming on, know that you don't have to worry about any of the visuals or anything like that. And you know, please don't. You can flip the audience the bird. They will never know. But please don't. Like I said, like, please don't. Okay. So anyways, we've got some really cool people with us tonight. And as the show itself evolves, I'll be doing different forms of shout outs. But as it is, I'm going to be giving a very special hello to a few of my favorite people. And you guys are in for a treat. I'll tell you what, the room is filling up and you guys are in for a treat. I have a special secret that I'm going to be unveiling tonight, and you guys are all in on it.
This is exciting. And I'm talking about the people in the chat room right now, and you can be welcome or feel free to do that. This will be coming up again next month. It's going to be a monthly. It is a monthly show. It's done in sequence. You'll be seeing a male and then a female, then a male. That's why I had the Six of Cups coming out as I did. Point being this, you guys and whoever else we have a little bit more room, but whoever else comes into the room is getting a special secret that I will reveal later on in the show, right before I bring people on. But in the meantime, I want to just talk a little bit more about Shop Talk and keep moving forward. This show opened up with a reading of Thunder Perfect Mind, and it came to me to do that. I just knew I had to. So it's a very important thing for me to I was going to read Jabberwocky. It was important for me to have a kind of like sense of where I wanted to go with the show, what I wanted to do with the direction that I wanted to, you know, use my design. And I was going to read Jabberwocky because I love it. Alice in Wonderland is like one of my things. It's one of my biggest influences in my life. And I can hear the conspiracy bin calling saying it's like, oh, MK Ultra triggers. And I'm like, no, foo. I like the book from 1863. I believe it's 1863. I always give that as the year for Alice in Wonderland's release. Someone can prove that otherwise, that's fine. It's 63 to 65, and that's accurate enough for me right now. I have a copy of it actually from 1893, I want to say approximately. I have an old copy. It's really worn. It's beautiful, though, and it's got some ghastly illustrations. You wouldn't believe the kind of stuff. Like, there's this one that it's, I don't want to say what it is, because it's one of those kind of like, you can see it a few different ways, and it looks like one thing, and it looks like a different thing depending on how you're looking at it. So I'll share the illustration later, but when you look at it, I will say this. There's an innate sense of horror in the image itself. There's something really weird, and it's just an image of Alice, like nothing you've ever seen, which is the gift of having old books. Now, like I said, I'm going to give a shout out to people in the chat room right now. I'm kind of waiting for it to flesh out a little bit more, but one of our participants who will be revealed, she was talking about Jack Parsons and the book Freedom is a Two-Edged Sword, which is something that I have had many syncs with, but I'll get into them now, and then we'll reveal who it is later. So basically, this book was found in the basement of my home magic store, which is known as, in Medway, Massachusetts, the Enchanted Fox. I can't even begin, and I won't even begin to get into my long history with my home magic store, but suffice to say that one day I was there, and I had seen this book down there, just been chilling. Man, I really shouldn't blow up the place's spot. Now I have to go buy all the good books. Anyways, so the point is that I was there and I saw this book and I was like, Jack Parsons. Yeah, right on. Okay. I don't know where I was. I don't remember what period this was in my magical. It could have been after 2014. It could have been before. I don't know. But the point is that when I bought it, without going into too much personal detail of the person who, one of the people who owns a store, they had seen an apparition of Jack Parsons at their house, leaning on a mantelpiece. In the book, she showed me a picture of the same picture of Jack leaning against a white mantelpiece. And she said, look, he was doing this. But it was on my mantelpiece. From that store, I bought the book for like, I'm not going to say, it was just redonkulous. It was almost piracy, to say the least. But it was an amazing find, and I began to read it, and it was a little above where I was at. Eventually, one day I was getting my car changed, and I took it with me, and I read the whole damn thing. Holy shnikes. That book is, it goes without saying that no book's perfect, and it's full of its own ideas that need to be met with the appropriate amount of unpacking and diligence and skepticism or otherwise. But that being said, he really was a Thelemite in the purest sense of what it is I would understand a Thelemite to be, just from my understanding of their beliefs and my familiarity with the material. Jack Parsons was through and through a Babylon-blooded Thelemite. And yeah, one of the interesting things, ye fools, is that my I saw Rahor Kerwit recently. Someone's flashing stuff on the screen there. And I did my NAEQ that Ren developed, and I got like something to do like, oh gosh, Khonsu, what is it? Not Rahor Kerwit, but it was like, I'd have to look at it again, and I can do that. But it's like Khon Apsu or something, the priest. So let me see if I can pull this up just while I'm chatting. But I'll change the topic while I'm doing this, because I'm not going to give dead air while I'm trying to look up my NAEQ just for the sake of memorization or whatevs. But yeah, so I'm going to be doing this once a month for an hour. So 9:36 till 10:36, or according whenever the planetary hours fit some numeration of threes. But yeah. Basically, here's the next part of what I'm going to get into is my plans for the donation segments and how people can add value to this show, keep it going, and even to increase the fun. I mean, seriously, this is just such a, I'm so happy that this is kind of like popped about. As I click onto the NAEQ, every time someone donates to the show, they will be earning hit points. They will be earning level up points, I could say. I mean, to the effect of that, when you donate to Six of Swords, you're leveling up your swords points, and those stand for your attack. So before we get even too far, as you know, this is the third iteration of the same overarching series, what we can fondly call the Six of series. The Six of Swords is the first inaugural flagship, if you will, this, that, the other thing. The Six of Cups came after, it was the round table, whereas the first one is for people who are art and spirituality and healing and things like that. And basically, what we're talking about is this new one being a live and interactive show and material of the whatever I choose variety. And lastly, of course, there probably is going to be another show coming. Maybe, yes, look to that and use your due diligence. So with that in mind, there's different choices for you to send your donations into. When you choose the Six of Swords, you can choose the show that's coming out now. You can choose a favorite. You can choose one that you just want to see have more go towards it, because the system trickles into the way trickle down effect, pachinko baby. It's more like a lateral brain map. What you're seeing is how you donate to Six of Swords, point goes to the Six of Swords, but then you also say which show, so the show gets to level up as well. So you'll see where we're going with this in the future, but this whole thing's getting interactive, and it's I have to give immense thanks, as I fairly often always do, to the Podfather and the Cranky Geek. That's Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak of No Agenda Podcast. It is the best podcast in the universe. Mine is a different kind of best. But let me not say that before you fully enjoy the fruits and richness of the honey and milk and fruit. Oh yeah, baby, we're turning this into Eden. So basically, the point is that you create a character when you officially enter into the ranks. It's all kept in a spreadsheet. So thank God for Excel. And hey, I actually took a class on Excel. I'm not even going to lie. It was a math class called quantitative reasoning. It was my last course of college. I had put off taking a math course as someone who had a triple major, blah, 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 triple minor, blah, blah, blah. All, I mean, like 90, 80% of it was all liberal arts. Come on. I'm just saying. I went through it. I get to say this a little bit and then say, look, my real knowledge came from everything that was outside. But anyways, that goes without saying, right? So, one of the... I got totally distracted by all that. It's fun to be a Pisces rising. I'll tell you what it really is. Let's see here. Where was I going with that? Statistics course, I pushed off until the very end of school, and I was just kicking and screaming. I actually gamified the example I'm using by playing my Nintendo DS, and I played the Brain Age games. And I made it fun for myself. And wouldn't you know it, I ended up doing really well on that course, blah, blah, blah. I guess I pumped that one. But the big point is I ended up on some of the courses, I ended up helping teach the course. Shit you not. That was cool. And yeah, I ended up doing pretty well on the course. It's passable, at least. Point is that this is where it's at, I find. And so I want to give a shout out to the value for value model that you can hear at least three shows. I know of a few, but I'll name No Agenda, The Congressional Dish, and The Six of Series. Six of Swords, Six of Cups, Six of Wands, Six of... So, anyways, it's only an hour long too, which is like fair, I think, to everyone. It gives us time to get in, get some stuff done. Make sure it's all like right there. It's victory. It's in the mode of what it needs to be. So now that you know the big news that I've been kind of, you know, very delighted to have formulated. It's based on the value for value model, but it's a whole. It's Brother Joe is like, yeah, it's the gamification. You're gamifying it, and I'm like, ha, interesting. We had a good morning conversation the other day. It's a lovely thing. You have someone you care about. Anyways, if you have someone you care about, blah, 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 it's nice, you know, just, you know, hit them up. And that's what No Agenda actually really does. They're in the morning. They're fresh and early in the day. And that's a great time of day. Someone I was talking about, oh, yeah, but you'd have to wake up early. I was like, you know, when I'm in my best mode of being, I tend to wake up with the sun. I tend to have a good natural cycle, and I don't even mind waking up at 4:30 sometimes like that. I love the morning hours. I really do.
And a sudden news interruption. We interrupt this very important podcast to bring you the following news. This is the middle of the show. Again, welcome and thank you for listening to the inaugural Six of Wands episode. Working through things. There was something I actually mentioned. There was a few things I meant to bring up live during the show, and I got swept away with what I was doing at the moment. And one of the things I promised to do was to retake the test that I had posted on the Six of Series Discord and focus on it, not trying to get anything, just try to make it so you answer, what would I do in that situation? Not just like, what, you know, who was I, who am I, just what would I do? What feels the most right? And I have a cool picture I took at 6:42. But without the long and short of it, or with only the long and short of it, or everything in between, Chaotic Good, a Chaotic Good character acts as his conscience directs him with little regard for what others expect of him. He makes his own way, but he's kind and benevolent. He believes in goodness and right, but has little use for laws and regulations. He hates it when people try to intimidate others and tell him what to do. He follows his own moral compass, which, although good, may not all agree with that of society. Chaotic Good is the best alignment you can be because it combines a good heart with a free spirit. However, Chaotic Good can be a dangerous alignment when it disrupts the order of society and punishes those who do well for themselves. There you go. I didn't think that there would be much need to deliver anything with pomp and circumstance, so if you were expecting anything else, you do get to hear this, and I think this is your pomp and circumstance right here. For those who donate between $200 to $50, this is the part in the show where you get your notes read and names read and other such upcoming events, which basically are the following. Here's your pomp, here's your circumstance, here's your fireworks. For the Six of Wands. the way that we are organizing the show over here has a character component to it. For when you donate a minimum of $50, you get the option to create a character if you want to. You can always donate to the show as it is, as it is. Now, for the other people, you get to donate to the show, and you can actually choose which ones you donate to. I'm donating to the Six of Wands, and that will have a certain effect in the way the eventual, what we're going to say, the game plays out. And there's also the ability to donate to the Six of Cups and the Six of Swords and so on, and each one will have a different correlation to your character's abilities, and you're going to be able to level these characters up. You're going to be using them as a sprite in the game. You dress them up with a certain there's a certain job set of classes that get a certain kind of selection within that for your own ability to customize your character. And it's getting to the point where it's so cool that we're even planning to bring this into the meat space, but not just with 3D printing. So, in the long and short of it, thank you for listening to this longer-ish mid-tro, but it's important to introduce a system, the value-for-value model that we are pioneering over here at the Six of Series. So, that's the pomp, that's the circumstance. Thank you for listening, and look forward to that. I am super excited as a fan of several different series of different ways of forming how to tabulate, as I will be what we are calling the XM, which will be revealed later, but you may understand it as a master of the story. And without further ado, we're going to get back to the show, and I'll have some more to say at the end, but we have a very important announcement coming up at the end here, so thank you.
I mean, Nighthawk and Morning Dove, at the same time, I can be both, because we are born of a paradox. Yes, that's right. We are all the creatures from a pair of English refinery shoe wear. Never get tired of that joke because I love Doc Martens. And with that said, we're going to turn it over now. I think it's about that time in the program. We have some cool people here tonight. And one of the cool gifts that we have is we're gonna get some people on talking, and then we're gonna introduce the concept. And by the way, just for everyone listening to the show right now, I'm throwing stuff into the chat finally for the first time, like, since I started. I'm gonna get better at this, but I've been definitely wanting to make sure I've been focusing and getting everything done the right way. So we have a few great people with us here, and not every, you know, just because you're here doesn't mean you have to even say anything. You come as you are, chat in the chat if you want to. You can jump on the mic if you want to. I reserve the right to be as judicial as I need to be, and wield my Piscean, Libran, Leo, Mercury in the Virgo, 1, 2, 3, 4 if I need to. But otherwise, I think we're going to have a really good time. And I'm going to invite my first guest on. Actually, anyways, I'm not going to tell you what he did in the backyard. But yeah, Jake, brother, how are you this evening? Let me unmute you. How do I do that? Oh, right, Jake, before I unmute you, because I've already figured it out, I'm going to give a shout-out to everyone who's here. We have, well, besides, you know, that whole thing, you know, a Colts fan person, duplicate, I think my doppelganger's there. We have Jake, and we have Statira, we have Vanessa, and we have my lovely girlfriend, the White Queen. So, everyone who's here tonight, I'll tell you guys later, but yeah, that's exciting. I'm getting around to that. See what we can get here for. Yeah, there we go. All right. If my computer isn't spazzing out, it really has an aversion to behaving as I'm trying to do this. It's passe to blame the Archon, so I'm totally not going to. All right, cool.
All right. Hey, how's it going?
What's up, brother? How are you?
Great. How are you?
Oh, man. Can you feel the live energy?
Definitely.
Electric flame arcs. Scorching the soul. It's 42 degrees up into the air. Oh, wait. That's a different thing. Oh dear. Yeah, man. How's your day going today on this? Oh, it is August 11th. And Jupiter has just gone stationary and direct now. So Jupiter's direct, my friends.
Nice. Good timing.
Yeah, couldn't be better. So, what you got on your mind tonight, Jake?
Not a whole lot, actually.
So you've mastered the art of Zen, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, now we should all follow in your example, and the rest of this will be a long. This will be the extended remix. This will be extended remix of John Cage's 4:33. I'm drinking chameleon coffee straight from the bottle because I'm a hardcore badass.
Nice. It's too late in the day for that for me.
Like I said, I love the early morning when I'm on my proper schedule, but when I'm not, it's all like hey, so I'm gonna ask you, since you're on the show and it's live and we're just, you know, moving forward, what do you think about the since you're familiar with the different value for the value models, and you're also familiar with the value for value model, what are you thinking about the idea that I've proposed tonight?
Sounds pretty interesting. I think you need to explain it a little more because I'm still a little fuzzy on exactly how it works.
Oh, so, absolutely. No, it's it's going to be, it's going to be made very clear. It's very simple, really. $1 a point. It's not that hard.
But yeah, and then you can put them which show you want, and I guess the shows are like competing or whatever.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see. And there's going to be, I've got a few different cool things. I've kicked it, into high gear, but, so yeah, I wanted to just, say that, you know, I want to see what you think about it, and yeah, but it basically, you create a character, you get to give them a name. You'll go on a board. There'll be a spreadsheet with all the money you've donated for which show. You get your messages in there. You get to say cool stuff, and you know, people who are doing things. I always reserve, you know, I got to stress the fact that I'm a 00 degree Libra, and I have a sense of justice that is, I hope, impeccable. I will use my divine thunderbolts when I need to, but otherwise, that being said, I was like, dude, you really don't have to put the warning up front. You really don't. Yeah, I'm just going to put it just once. Just once is all that is needed. Otherwise, you should have listened to the first episode. Here's the point. People get to choose their name. They get to create the character. There's a certain set of classes and everything like that. It's basically, I'm putting together three different systems to create my own. I'll talk about that later too. That doesn't even, the hot dog recipe doesn't even need to be shared, really. Well, in this case, it's more like the filet mignon. Let's hope. I'm really proud to be, in a humble way, I super mean, like, grateful way, proud, like, grateful, proud, grateful, I don't know, yay. So the point is, I'm all like yay about developing or pioneering, as Adam Curry would put it, so I'll put it that way, pioneering this gamification for game, you know, for value model, like this type of it. That's why I immediately thanked, the originators. I believe it's very important to give thanks, to be grateful. I am grateful to the divine for everything. And so basically this podcasting thing being, I'm going to get the, I'm not even going to talk about all the ideas I have, but yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff going on. So thank you, Jake, for jumping on. I wanted to, have you as one of the guests on the show, for this one. So it might even factor into the thing that I'm putting together, appearing on the show, having cool things, maybe donating poetry that I read, or, you know, it's what's so great about it is it's blossoming. It has a solid scaffolding already, and it's blossoming, and we already have people who have hit points. So get in on it. I'm so psyched. It's really cool. It's neat. It's just, I like it a lot. All right, Jake, if you have anything else, I'm going to throw you off the thing for a second, and I'm going to talk a little bit further, and I'll bring some other people on.
All right.
All right, Koopa. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Well, that was awesome. I'm going to have a couple of things I wanted to go into before we bring other people on, and then we'll call it a show. But let's see here. What's important to note about this show is that people who are on the Six of Swords Discord have access to the live show. If you want access to the live show, go to the Discord. The link will be in there. This way it's curated, right? So anyways, basically, if you donate to one show, your attack points go up. If you donate to another show, your defense points go up. Your spiritual or your magic ability goes up with a different show, magic defense with a different show. I'll have different ways of splitting up other attributes as we go forward. But yeah, this is kind of really exciting. So I had something I wanted to say, but that's okay. The nice thing about having other shows is that I can put them in there when I need to. So a few other points of business, right? Points of order that we'll get to. So we have 20 more minutes. We're already two-thirds through the inaugural Six of Wands. I'm digging it, though. We're not going to call this dead air. We're going to call this Nate Reinvents the Wheel. That's what we're doing right now. Everybody think of a random number from pi. Good. All right. I want you to write your name backwards that many times, and when you're done, I'll have remembered what I was trying to say. That being said, no chance, no snowball chance. I'm just going to have to move forward. So one of the nice things about having a curated group is that it's a controllable. You know the people who are in there, and they are actively interested in what you do. It's all three. There's no blah. It's all good, and it's also building. There's three levels there, at least some alchemy, at least. So you guys are. I'm gonna bring another of our guests. I don't know what to call them, guests or whatever. I'm gonna bring someone else on for now. Muppets. I don't know. I don't want to call you Muppets. Poppets. I'm going to come up with a cute name. Puppets? Polymers? No, I think the schizophrenia is acting up. Jake, you're infecting me. All right. Listen, I'm going to have someone else come on, then I'll tell you the news. Right after I tell you the news and have someone else come on and then mess with time. So everyone who's here tonight, now I'm going to have someone else come on first, and then I'll tell you what everyone who's here tonight gets. All right. Miss Vanessa, would you please do us the honor? Hello.
What's up?
I'm not even going to make what is it called? The Celestial Dome? Yes. Knew it is what's up. Also, the Vault. People also refer to it as the Vault of Heaven. I believe that's what the Gilgamesh period, the Babylonians referred to the starry canopy above, the Van Gogh Wet Dream, the Milky Way,
the Dome of Heaven.
It's fucking cool. Excuse my language. Oh, I couldn't even make it through one.
We
are still working on it. Is that what they call it? You just said the Dome of Heaven.
Yep.
That was the question. Well, that was Vanessa. Everyone, thank you. That looks like the same. Yeah, right. That was the same picture I have on my Epic of Gilgamesh. I think they use the same. What is that? A stele relief? No, that doesn't tell me what type of architecture. Like, is that a base relief? Is that what that is?
It's relief.
It's just a relief, right? Yeah.
I believe so.
It could be like
this
a fate.
Is myths from Mesopotamia. In the Flood, Gilgamesh, and others.
That's right. I saw you reading the Necronomicon earlier, and Brother Joe and I were talking about Peter Lavenda on the Six of Cups that we just released with Miguel. And then you and I were on a show with Miguel together, so it all comes around.
Yeah, I'm still not really... I'm still not sure what to make of it. It's bizarre.
Aiga Volt. You know what? We'll talk about one of these times then. Huh? No talking shop right now on the show. But yeah, we'll have a conversation. But so what do you think about this idea of the RPG value for value that I am pioneering?
It's interesting.
Was that one of those it's interesting interestings? Or was that one of those it's actually interesting interestings?
It's a, I'd have to see more information to really say much about it.
So the basic concept is that people get points for the donations, which builds up different aspects of the whole game.
I mean, it sounds cool in theory, but I'd have to see the details because I'm a details girl.
And
are you okay?
I'm gonna edit that out.
Cough that demon out.
Listen up. None of that. So, anyways, they call that an emerald personality. Personality that is analytical, that likes to know details, that likes to know stuff like that. So, I'm not a big fan of reducing people down to four different traits necessarily. That's basically what the humor system does. And I know that we have element systems that very same which the show bases some of its characteristics off of. That being said, humans aren't just four things. It's the same reason that the zodiac in the grocery store doesn't have any bearing on your life, especially because it misses the rising sign. So let's do a little bit of zodiac, and then we'll move forward. Vanessa, do you want to talk about some of your rising sign, your sun, your moon? You want to talk about some of that stuff?
I'm a Cancer. Cancer rising and sun sign is Cancer.
Booyah.
My moon sign is Scorpio.
So you have a very watery right up in the front there.
Yep. I'm very wet. That came out wrong.
She just slid off her chair, ladies and gentlemen. So here's the thing that you remind me of a friend who would make that kind of joke, and he also has a lot of water. I'm not gonna name the dear lads, but he is
my girlfriend gave me awesome. a look when I said that. We'll call her the Red Queen.
That's interesting. My girlfriend is the White Queen, and I am the Red King. It's interesting.
My girlfriend has a Red Queen costume, so.
Oh, well, that's great. That's wonderful to mention on the Six of Wands.
I have an Outlaw costume, but I can't fit it anymore.
Say that again. You okay there? Hello? Okay, we're getting all sorts of lag. Vanessa, we're gonna cut it off and let you. We're gonna talk another time. But thank you so much for coming on. And I just throw this here. Thank you, Vanessa.
Cool.
All right. Yeah. Once it starts to get choppy, I'm thinking that the people at home are gonna be like, "Hey, bro." I'm not gonna cut out that part with the coughing though. It was kind of rude to ask if I was okay. Couldn't see the motion on this. Visualless medium, but yeah, suddenly I had to mute my mic and start. Kleh. I drink the coffee and it was like, hey, we know you're doing a show. Check this out. So that's what happened there. But yeah, Vanessa was saying about the Red Queen, and I was just thinking about how Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass, both of which actually have much longer titles. First one being Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. And the second one being Alice Through the Looking Glass and What She Found There. Originally, they had even different titles and different titles. One of them was Alice's Hour in Elfland. And that's just kind of freaking cool. Let's see here. We have someone else. We're going to have to wrap up soon. But we have, let's see here, Statira in the chat here. It's Tira, if you want to type into the chat, if you want to come on to the mic or not, or I can unmute you if you want to say hello quickly, that'd be nice. You don't even have to say much, just a hello. And just give you the shot anyways right here. So Oh, there goes the thing. But yeah. All right. So that's good. Thanks. Yeah, come on and say hello. It's once
hey there.
Hi, hello.
Forgive my redneck voice, sorry. I'm from South Carolina.
You know, that's so funny. I've been actually having a few South Carolina sinks lately. I think about the palmetto with the moon. I like that graphic a lot.
Yeah, I love our state flag. It's pretty nice.
You got a good one.
Actually, I'm from North Carolina, but I'm nervous. So I don't do these things.
Is there now? I know that every state obviously has its own regions and, you know, its own peculiarities, right? But just speaking of states as a whole from your experience, what's the really big difference, maybe three big differences between North and South Carolina that you could say?
Well, I've been here about 5 years now. To me, South Carolina seems way more conservative. It's like, I thought North Carolina was a red state, but now North Carolina has moved more in between, and South Carolina is like way red. So it's interesting.
Maybe two others. Maybe something less. Maybe something less obvious. Something kind of like, oh, hey, you know, it's definitely noticeable to you down there, but that maybe we would never think of.
Well, like, I don't know if this is really what you're looking for, but like down here, there's some of the rules are different. We don't have taxes on groceries, and we don't have car inspections, which sometimes I think is a bad idea. So I don't know. This area is kind of, it's a mixture of people. I'm over near the coast, near the Grand Strand, Myrtle Beach area, which is a lot of different people, a lot of tourists. I come from a very small town, country area, so it's way different than what I'm used to.
I'll ask you this, and definitely try to speak like maybe right into the mic. You have a really great soft voice. It's the microphone just needs to have a little bit more connection. Otherwise, my wondering is about haunted areas down there. What do you know about like any Bermuda-esque triangle? Like we have up in Massachusetts here, we have something we call the Bridgewater Triangle, which is just what it sounds like. It's a 40 in you know, really is an impacted area of Fortiana, of strange, high strangeness, weirdness. So what down there in South Carolina do you have that you might know of that you could share with us?
Well, I don't know like all of the places yet, but there's just one really cool place in Polly's Island. Polly's Island's like a really old resort area. Like there's some way back history going on down there. And there's like the Pelican Inn. Look that up. That's pretty cool. It's haunted. There's this legend about the gray man on the beach. And there's a few different stories about him. But if you see him before a hurricane and you leave, then your house is supposedly going to be saved. But if you see him and you don't leave, then you're in trouble. And there's also another legend about Alice Flagg. All the graveyards down here are so cool. They have like the live oaks with all the Spanish moss hanging down. Like I love to go hang out and you know, it's really peaceful and just it kind of has like a little New Orleans or really I don't know what kind of vibe, but some of the gravestones are above ground, but there's one gravestone, it's a flat one, and it just says Alice, and there's a couple of different legends about her, but people will go down there and they'll leave little tokens or different things. There was a legend about her ring that she lost, and you can look that up, but people will walk around her gravestone so many times and they'll make a wish for something.
That is just too cool. Oh my God, Alice of all things. You know, I'll tell you what, I am in my womb
stage of becoming a professional musician. I am a musician. This is the stage where I make it real. You're looking at my weapon of choice, if you will. This is my love. This is Alice. So I thought the gravestone with Alice on it was very apropos. How do I pronounce Statira? Is that correct? Oh, I think you've put yourself back on the mute. Well, that's okay. I thank you anyways for coming on. Thank you so much for talking. That was really cool. But yeah, so we have had three people come on, and that is perfect. That's exactly a number that I am comfortable with. So yeah, that was really cool. Couldn't say that it could go much better. In the few last minutes that we have here, and we can stick around and talk. The people who are here, video itself is going to be, the recording is going to stop, the show is going to stop. Anyways, well, the point is that we're always dealing with the precious few moments we have. Everyone here tonight, and since we still have two others, since I have six pieces to give away, there will be two others who I will figure out how to do this, or maybe I'll have to divide the spoils amongst you guys and already begin the competition, which we just might do. And I'm not going to play favors. I know my girlfriend's out there, but shit, man, she can hold her own. She doesn't need daddy holding their hand. Well, I mean, you know, not for this. So, in a manner of speaking, there's also armor, swords, magic, wands, and other utilities that you can don your character with. So everyone who's here tonight, their character, when they start, when they set up a character, I'll put it on the spreadsheet, because I know y'all will be part of this. When they set up a character, when you set up, and listeners set up a character, well, the guys who are here tonight, and there will be other, so anyways, if he does it now, will he do it again? Maybe, maybe not, but maybe, something like that. So, everyone who's here tonight gets one of six items. Since there are only four who are present, each of them gets one of them automatically. And because I'm a man of mystery, or maybe I'm not, maybe I am, I will decide what those pieces are later. But there are two pieces left, because this is a six show. And I will name these two pieces right now. And these will be the two that are divided right now on the show live. We only have moments to go, folks. Only moments to go. It is 10:33. So, the first is what we are calling the Armageddon Blade. The Armageddon Blade is stupid powerful. That's all I'm going to say. And instead of being called a whatever, there's a title I will be referred to, the initials of which are XM. So the XM, that's me, I'm the XM, deciding these things. This Armageddon Blade is stupid powerful. That's the only way to describe it. That's how, it's stupid powerful. So in the next moment, into the chat box, everyone get ready. Get ready, everyone who's here. I want you to type, and everyone has a fair chance because now you're ready and the show ends soon, for the first, what album by Pink Floyd came out in 1973? First person who gets it gets the Armageddon Blade. All right. Jacob, my man, you are the proud owner of the Armageddon Blade, and I sincerely could not say I could not be happier. I can't say that it would be wielded by better by anyone else. And the next and final piece, and then we're closing the showdown. The next one. This is known as Guinevere's veil. It's a protective armor. It's a silk, so it's a lightweight class armor. And the answer that you're going to give me now, as we close this show in epic form, is what film first used a continuous, non-interrupted shot and featured the Butthole Surfers' original female drummer trying to offer someone for sale a Madonna pap smear? What film was that? What was the name of that film? Right. No answer yet, and we got to close the show down this minute, so the clock is ticking. Richard Linklater's film in which he used a continuous nonstop shot, the first film before, and he did this one before he was really famous. So we're at the end of the show here, folks. We're in the last few seconds, and I'm not seeing any of the right answers being offered in the chat room. Richard Linklater, his first film, I think it is his first film, but it's definitely the first film to use a nonstop shot. People aren't guessing enough here. This is too bad. They're not looking up Richard Linklater. I'm not seeing anything in the chat. I'm seeing Birdman, but I'm not seeing any of the right answers. So, yeah. I mean, Jake, you want to get the veil. You got to try for it, brother. You can still get this. I got to close the show down. Don't make me like stretch this out. All right. I'm going to end the show now, and Raph, I'm going to figure out a way to do that later. But all right. Thank you, everyone. This has been the first episode of the Six of Wands. And I will see you all on the next one. You know, Six of Cups and Six of Swords and Six of Everything. All right, guys. God bless. You are awesome. And be as creative and loving and awesome as you can be. Six of Wands.
And that was our show. So, feel good. I met all the obligations I meant to mention during the show so far. Except for this one. And so you do know now about our value for value pioneering game model we have going on over here. At least you have a slightly better clue, and more will be revealed as we are moving forward. For now, first show, first taste. We also have the, yes, I am glad to be chaotic good. It makes sense with a lot of things in how I run my understanding Danny Carey t-shirt, Hollywood cactus. All right. Last part is the Invisibles Reading Group. Kefra, hail be unto thee, Kefra, out there in that Hollywood I just mentioned. I have some cool stories about the Invisibles to share with our reading group. This will be interactive. We will be reading the Invisibles together. As we get closer, we'll make sure people who are interested will have in the Six of Series subset of the Discord, those who are signed up and all in and ready to go and are ready to participate and take this as best they can. We're all going to dive in, read a certain amount of chapters, reconvene. Just like Grant did with the making of the actual series, there's going to be different magical operations we're going to be performing jointly with the book itself, and just to see what happens and make some cool stuff happen. Just take it easy and have fun. There's going to be some certain surprises, too. There's a, what they would say in the business, a very modest, low overhead fee that you can pay at the front, and once that's there, you're entitled to the cool special secrets that are coming. But if you don't want to pay that, you're always welcome to join. The only real requirement is to have the Invisibles, at least the up-to-date when you have the, at least to the point where we're reading. I have the Omnibus, so I have it taken care of. Stories about that later, too. But so now we know the Invisibles Reading Group is coming, and there's going to be different levels of interactivity, but we're all going to be able to have fun with it no matter how far you want to jump in. But for those who do, there's going to be some really cool stuff coming. So, yeah, it's chaotic and it's good. I feel like that fully circle-y comes into a spiral because now it's a spiral. Circles are only so much. Circles erase themselves. All circles are erased. Or are they? I don't know. It comes full. Isn't this where we...